get my shoes and out the door. 5, I'm alive. 6, 7, 8, feeling great. Hello everybody, this is Dr. Noah. I'm excited to make you aware of an ebook that we just put together and it's ready for you to download for free. It's called Getting to Goddess, Getting Your Hormones Right, and it can be downloaded at www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com/hormones/. In this ebook, you will discover 1. What's in your personal environment that's playing havoc with your hormones? 2. Improving your sleep by hacking your hormones. 3. Teaching you 5 easy solutions to better hormone balance. 4. Share the top 10 supplements and food for hormone health. And 5. Discuss the big 3. Estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. Hormones and the balancing of hormones are top of mind these days, and this ebook will help you gain control of your health and wellness. This ebook is free and can be downloaded at this link, www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com/hormones/. Enjoy the upcoming podcast. Hello, BYWG tribe. This is Dr. Noah. We wanted to make you aware of our carefully selected book, product, and supplement of the month for July 2019. Yes, the summer is here. Keep in mind, all the links, discount codes, and special offers for the product, book, and supplement will be listed in the show notes in iTunes, posted on social media, in our weekly newsletter, and on our website at www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com at the Listen Now tab. Let's start with free bacon for life. And this offer is only good until July 7th. We've been huge fans of ButcherBox for years. In fact, you can listen to me interview the CEO, Mike Salguro, in the podcast archives. Personally, I look forward to my box of grass-fed meats every month. I get the beef, pork, and chicken combo box and regularly take advantage of their specials, like the one being offered now. Until July 7th, as I mentioned, ButcherBox has created a special offer for all our listeners who are new ButcherBox customers. Free bacon for life. The link to take advantage of this awesome offer is below. If you missed this and you're listening to this later, don't worry, we still have another offer. From July 8th to the end of the month, using this code www.butcherbox.com/beyondyourwildestgenes/ for new customers, you are eligible for free shipping, free bacon, and $20 off your first box. We collectively love grass-fed beef, organic chicken, wild-caught fish, and heritage pork, especially in the form of bacon. Our July supplement of the month is BYWG's Turmeric Boost. Turmeric has been in the news for its surprising effectiveness to manage inflammatory issues and arthritic pain. However, not all turmeric supplementation is the same. Turmeric Boost contains BCM95, which is a patented form of whole turmeric that helps to address the absorption issues by providing a trademarked formula with 700 to 900% better absorption in human clinical trials. In addition, it doesn't require black pepper to be absorbed, which can be a sensitivity for many people. We also added MCT oil to BYWG's Nutrition's Turmeric Boost, which is a fat that encourages even better absorption. Once again, and as always, no fillers, no wheat, no gluten, no dairy, just value, quality, and effectiveness. For the entire month of July, if you use this code, and it's case sensitive, capital J-U-L-Y, capital T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C, you will receive 10% off this incredible anti-inflammatory aid. You can pick it up at our office or at our website, of course, and delivered anywhere in the United States at www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com. Lastly, but not least, our book of the month is Girl, Stop Apologizing, A Shame-Free Approach for Embracing and Achieving Your Goals by Rachel Hollis. The link to purchase this book is below as well. Be awesome and never unawesome, and enjoy the upcoming podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Noah and Dr. Mike, two-thirds of your BYWG team. This is one of my favorite recordings of the month, and this podcast release will take an in-depth look at one of our premium supplements in our BYWG nutrition line, Turmeric Boost. We are so happy with this supplement and its anti-inflammatory properties it holds. We chose it to be the July 2019 supplement of the month. Just so you have it handy while we go through all the specs, the 10% discount code for the month of July is, and it's case sensitive, it's capital J, lowercase ULY, capital T, lowercase URMERIC. You can purchase it online or at our website at www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com, or if you're local, you could pick it up in the office as well.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Beyond Your Wildest Genes podcast. I'm your co-host today, Dr. Mike Akinfora, and I'm thrilled to have with me on the line Amy Terringer. Amy, how are you?
I'm doing well, Michael. Thank you for having me tonight.
Awesome. I'm going to read you Amy's bio, and then we're going to get into this podcast. I'm really excited to bring this to you. So just sit tight. Amy Terringer is a board-certified nutrition and health coach who created ART, Allergy Release Technique, an integrative approach and treatment of food allergies. Over the last 12 years, Amy has worked with over 300 children to conquer their seemingly incurable food allergies, giving them hope where traditional medicine gives up. Amy is featured in a book titled The Other Side of Impossible by Susanna Meadows, released by Random House in May 2017, chronicling innovations and perspectives of groundbreaking holistic practitioners. Amy's also been featured in many media outlets, including The New York Times, The Dr. Oz Show, O, The Oprah Magazine, and CBS News. Let me just read to you a little bit about what ART is. ART, Allergy Release Technique, is an integrative approach that focuses on supporting the immune system, calming the anxiety response, and slowly introducing the allergen. ART is a unique combination of advanced energy medicine and Western technology. The integrative approach ultimately allows individuals to freely eat foods that previously caused them to react. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
That's really neat, the stuff that you're doing. And folks, I will put in the show notes a link to the book that Amy is featured in as well. So, Amy, let's flesh out your bio a little bit. Can you tell folks a little bit more about yourself and how you got here?
Absolutely. In order for you to understand how I got where I am today, I have to tell you my story, which will take you back about 17 years ago when I was cooking dinner one night in my kitchen for my three children. My son, who was 13 at the time, came into the room and grabbed a handful of cashews off the counter, popped them in his mouth because he said, "You know, Mom, I'm hungry," and just swiped them fast. I said, "Matt, you know, I'm cooking dinner. It's going to be ready in a minute. I'll get you when it's done. We'll sit down." He came back in the kitchen a few minutes later and was complaining that his throat was really itchy. So I said, "Okay, so we need to just, you know, make a note here. You're obviously having a minor reaction to these cashews." I gave him some Benadryl or something similar to an antihistamine and told him that I would, you know, grab him something else and dinner would be on the table in a minute, and we'd all sit down. He'd be fine. So as I was literally getting him something else to eat, I could feel the energy behind me and whipped around, and my son was hanging on the door frame with something spewing from his nose and his mouth. It was mucus, and I could barely understand his words coming out of his mouth. His voice was so raspy. I realized he was obviously having some bad reaction and grabbed him, and we jumped in the car and drove to the closest hospital, which took about 10 minutes. Driving in the car, this is 17 years ago. My son's 30 today. And I'm looking at my kid and I'm saying to myself, "What is happening?" Because 17 years ago, anaphylactic reactions weren't as known as they are today. And I had heard about them, but because I was practicing in the holistic field at the time, supporting clients with compromised immune systems, but never really witnessed, saw, or understood what an anaphylactic reaction was until that moment as I was driving my car to the hospital and my kid was slumping over. I jumped out of the car carrying him screaming that he was anaphylactic to cashews. He had absolutely no oxygen intake. And they grabbed him and threw him in a room, and they shot him up with epinephrine. And every time I tell this story, the emotion comes rushing back, even though it was 17 years ago.
Wow.
So,
yeah. Go ahead.
So the inflammation had spread into his lungs. We were in the hospital for 3 days, and the doctors couldn't believe that this kid had never had a reaction to food in his life. I told them that he had had asthma, and he had had environmental allergies, and had had some stuff that summer, which I know now was a tipping, you know, like there were pieces that I can put together today that I obviously didn't know about or see back then.
Sure.
So the doctor in the hospital said, you need to go to the allergist in the hospital and get some allergy testing. So I said, okay. So they put him in a wheelchair. I wheeled him over to the allergist's office in the hospital. They came at him with all these needles, which he didn't like needles anyways. So he was a little freaked out after what had happened the day before. And anyways, they did the scratch testing, the panel, the tree nut panel, and everything, mostly everything came back negative. And I looked at her, the doctor, and I said, okay, I don't get this. My kid ingested 3 to 4 cashews. We were in the hospital within 20 minutes, and he wasn't breathing. How are these tests coming out negative? And she said, well, the tests are about 50% accurate. She wrote a script out for epinephrine EpiPens and told me that he had to carry them with him at all times, because if he came into contact with nuts again, the reaction would be worse, and he probably wouldn't make it. I literally left that office with those words, you know, ringing in my ears. And I just didn't know what I was going to do. This is a 13-year-old kid who was, you know, playing soccer after school, going to movies and parties with friends, really just kind of coming into his own as a middle schooler. And, you know, food's everywhere. And how was I going to keep him safe? And I realized very quickly that the medical world had really nothing to offer my kid or any other kid that had these severe allergies. I wasn't somebody who, you know, I wasn't a doctor and I wasn't a researcher, but I was a mom with a purpose, and I began to research what was out there in the integrative or holistic world, because that was a world that I had started to learn about, to support clients' immune systems. And I was working with a naturopath at the time, really learning about this world. It was a pretty new area for me after going through what I would call a healing crisis, and left the industry of fashion and started learning more about this world. And every technique I came across, I got excited about, and I got training in, and I realized very quickly that it wasn't going to stand on its own. What I ended up doing is I realized that supporting the immune system through this radio frequency machine that I had started to do was important. And I knew I needed to, you know, understand that more and develop that more. And then I started adapting the more relevant pieces of the techniques that I had learned, and ran into the right, you know, like met the right people along the way as well. I met a clinical psychologist when I first started working, who is an award-winning professor. And she had also come up against her own health crisis with food allergies and had been looking for about 8 years to find someone to help her. And so running into her, I learned a lot from her. And I really created what today is ART, Allergy Release Technique, where I work with children who have really severe food allergies, and I'm able to get them to free eat these foods and to live life in a way that everyone, you know, step fully into it. And they don't ever remember. They don't really remember what it's like to have food allergies. I had a boy in my office today who's 18, and he graduated the process 6 years ago. And he and his mom just wanted me to check him before he went to college. So they came in, and I hadn't, you know, that 6 years, like, he's all grown up now. And he eats everything. He eats everything freely. He never thinks about anything. He doesn't think about how often he eats it. He has never had an issue. And he was anaphylactic. I know this because I you know, went over it today. But he was anaphylactic to eggs, mustard, melons, peanuts, tree nuts, shellfish. And he eats everything. And he doesn't think about it. And I have many kids like this in my practice. I have, you know, kids that have been out of the practice for over 10 years that are just living life the way they should.
All right. That is amazing, Amy. Let's just back up for a second.
Sure.
What is allergy release therapy? What is that exactly?
So it's allergy release technique, and it's made up of three components.
Okay.
So the first component that I focus on in the core of the program and what sets us apart, or part of what sets us apart from anything else out there in the allergy world, is that I'm able to support that overloaded immune system. So every kid I work with has an overreactive immune system. And basically what I'm doing is I'm taking a full bucket and I'm emptying it. I'm pressing a reset button. I do that by using a radio frequency machine that I've written a functional health protocol that I apply. And so what I'm basically doing is I'm looking at what toxins are overloading that immune system. And I'm able to evaluate that through, you know, through their energetic body, through an acupoint. And so it's completely non-invasive. And I also shift the microbiome in the gut by using a professional grade probiotic, a pharmaceutical grade. And also using sodium bicarb and potassium bicarb. So spend a lot of time resetting that immune system, emptying the bucket. While I do that, I'm looking at some allergens that I've identified as being trigger allergens that also attribute to that overloaded bucket. And I work on resetting those with the body as well. So we work on emptying that bucket, and then there's a huge mindset piece to this program.
Okay.
The kids are given tools, because if you have a kid that knows that food can kill them, and by the way, my belief is that there is no child should be walking around thinking that food could kill them. That is my commitment and my mission, is to start this movement to eradicate food allergies. I believe that what happened to my son should not happen to any child. And so what we're doing is that's what they do with OIT, right? They give the kids small amounts of the food. Mm-hmm. But they've got a whole script running. We only tap into 5% of our brain. 95% of our brain is a mainframe computer that runs a script. And the script that these kids are running is that this food could kill me, basically, in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And so we give them tools to shift that mindset, to take apart the patterning in the brain, to create a new belief system and new neuroplasticity. So instead of that fear-based neuroplasticity in the brain that gets reinforced, we are creating a completely new pathway. And we're giving them tools like EFT, or an adaptation of EFT, which is tapping.
Sure.
We use positive affirmations. We use vision boards. And we really create this new belief system that they are happy, they are safe, they are free. That's the affirmation that we use for food allergies.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so we empty the bucket, we calm that anxiety response, because that clinical psychologist that I met along the way that I talked about earlier, she had actually written a paper on the anxiety response and the allergy response physiologically tripping the same mechanism in the brain.
Wow.
And so if you don't calm that anxiety response, you can trigger a kid or an adult or a person into a full-blown anaphylactic reaction. Now, that's not to say that it's not a real reaction. You know, food allergies are real.
Yes.
And dangerous. And so anyways, we give them these tools. It's called the Allergy Toolkit. And I teach them how to really shift the way that the pathways in their brain are signaling the brain. And then we introduce the foods slowly. But I can get these kids to really, kids who have anaphylaxed a month or two before, I work with them on this particular food. I'm lining it up with the body. I'm looking at the patterning in the brain, and then I'm introducing the food after the bucket's emptied, and I give them the tools, and I'm able to get them to eat these foods freely, I would say, within a six-month period of time. On average, usually it takes me a shorter amount of time. I get them up to over 8 grams, and they end up integrating. You know, that's the whole mindset piece. They have to get their mind around that they really are okay.
Sure.
And so I get them to integrate these foods and to really not have to think about, oh, do I have to do this dose? You know, at first we have to create the new beliefs. So there is a, you know, regimen where you have to have the food every day for 3 months, and then you have to have it, excuse me, 3 times a week for the next 3 months. And eventually they eat the food, you know, freely.
That is fascinating.
I have a pilot study that's been published with Boston Children's Hospital and the American Journal of the Journal of Integrative Medicine. And they looked at quality of life with these kids. They did. It was a retrospective study. It was a small study. But the conclusion is that the approach was so positive that they were looking at doing a very large-scale study today with involving Tufts Medical School, Boston Children's Hospital, and Boston University and ART to compare the standard of care, which is OIT. They want to use OIT with CBT to ART over an 18-month period with dairy and peanut. So that's what we're currently working on to get the science behind what I'm doing.
Wow, that's amazing. So that took care of one of my questions. Let's back up another step. What actually causes food allergies?
You know, I just feel like you can't point a finger at one piece.
Okay.
I feel like it's an overreactive immune system. The kids, it's familial. There are some kids in the family that's bodies can reset. And there are some kids in the family whose bodies can't and get stuck in that overreactive state. And whether that's the chemicals that we have in our environment, what we do to our foods, the rate of vaccinations that we use. I'm not anti-vaccines, by the way. It's just, you know, I just feel like it overloads these babies' immune systems and gets it trapped in an overreactive state. I've worked with kids who, like my son, come into allergies later in life, and there is a tipping point. And for my son, he happened to have a Hep B shot 5 days before he anaphylaxed. I have other kids. He was in seventh grade. He didn't have Hep B at the time. Again, I'm not anti-vaccination, but that was his tipping point. I have other kids that had gotten braces and were reactive and to the metal in their mouth and became anaphylactic to all these foods. I have another kid who he had undiagnosed whooping cough. So there can be tipping points later in life. There definitely are. If people, adults, kids get allergies later in life, there's a tipping point. And I'm always looking for what that is. For the babies who I see, you know, the two-year-olds, it's more their immune system. They're born with an immune system that just doesn't have the ability to reset and get stuck in that overreactive state.
So you've talked about younger children. And you've talked about children your son's age. So who's a good candidate for ART?
I think anyone is a good candidate.
Okay.
So I have 400 kids on a wait list waiting to see me. And I have 35 practitioners already.
Cool.
And because I have 400 kids, I only see the kids who are the most severe. And that's why I talk about kids. But I have also cured adults who have had food allergies their whole lives. I had a woman who I saw who was in her 50s, early 50s, and she had had peanut allergies her entire life and had over 10 anaphylactic reactions. She'd stand up on a plane and ask people not to open up peanuts on a plane.
Mm.
And I got her eating 8 peanuts a day within 8 months of seeing me.
Wow.
And she was extremely anxious, and obviously an extremely anxious person around this because this has been her whole life.
Yeah.
So it doesn't just work for kids. And people who I've trained work on less severe and also more severe allergies. But I just have this niche where I'm passionate about really changing the lives of these kids and
sure.
really you know, it transforms not only them, but the families.
100%. A family's life is completely, overcome by what they can have in their house, what their child, you know, they need to carry an EpiPen with them for this.
It's very scary to see your kid, you know, get that, you know, almost die because of food. I mean, so many of these kids I've worked with have severe reactions.
Agreed. And I've seen it as well. Here's another question. Do you actually cure allergies?
So I say I do cure allergies, and I know that that's kind of a what? on my website, allergyart.com, you can see a video with two boys on that video. And one is David and one is Jacob. They've both been out of this process for about 10 years. They both had over 14 anaphylactic allergies with multiple hospitalizations. They both walk around today without any EpiPens. They have never had a reaction since they've been out of the process, and they are completely and totally allergy-free. That, to me, is curing kids of food allergies.
That's really cool. That's pretty amazing. You did mention that there are ongoing studies. Is the protocol endorsed by any doctors or hospitals?
I don't think, you know, the pilot study was published by Boston Children's.
Okay.
They're not allowed to necessarily endorse it.
Gotcha.
We're working on and looking for and raising funds for this larger scale study that is involved with Tufts Medical School, Boston Children's Hospital, and Boston University, the clinical psychologists from Boston University. So it's a pretty large scale study. We're looking at 80 kids, 40 in each arm. I'm going to have 3 practitioners who are ART practitioners in the study because, you know, one of the feedback from the pilot study, I was the only one doing the process at the time, mm-hmm. but they want to see that it, you know, can be replicated.
Replicated, sure.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you a quick question on that. Like, when you start seeing people, Amy, or children, how long does the process take? You've mentioned a couple of different things.
Does it hurt? It doesn't hurt. It's completely non-invasive.
Okay.
The kids come running into my office, up my stairs, and jump on the chair, throw on my headphones, Bose-canceling headphones, so I can talk to the parents, and watch Netflix. That's what they do in my office. And most of the kids that I see, their parents regulate their screen time, so they're happy to do it. I do that so that there's a distraction if I'm exposing food or, you know, need to talk to the parents about what's going on. You know, it depends on how many food allergies a kid has. It depends on how much anxiety the child has, the family has, the parents have. It all plays into the process.
Mm-hmm.
How much the parents really understand about mind-body and shifting those pathways in the brain and really following the protocol as I lay it out. I say the average is about 2 years because I probably work with an average of about 10 allergies. Because if you take tree nuts, there are 8 tree nuts.
Mm.
You know, there are overlap. There are two sets of tree nuts that have, you know, similar proteins, so they don't take as long.
Sure.
But basically, you have to treat them individually. And, you know, you could throw in, you know, dairy, wheat, eggs, mustard, sesame. I do it all. Shellfish, fish.
Wow. Fascinating.
So, you know, I say an average of 2 years.
Yep.
I think my quickest was probably 8 months.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you another question. Once cured, is there any post-treatment, post-follow-up?
No, you know, so some of these kids, especially the early ones, the ones in the video, yeah. I know the parents, and they'll say, oh, let's just, you know, come for a checkup. Or
sure.
Gavin came in today for a checkup, and I hadn't seen him in 6 years. And, you know, their immune systems, when I tell you I push a reset button on the immune system, there is no overload. They're the toxins that were there, you know, so it's bacteria and viruses and candida and heavy metals and vaccinations, all these toxins that these kids are exposed to. That's what I see when I do the initial evaluation and I work on emptying that bucket. When these kids come back, even 6 years later, I haven't seen him in 6 years. He had been going through some bad tonsillitis, so I did see some strep stuff in there,
mm-hmm.
but that was it. his immune system, and he has gotten vaccinations. He's been exposed to a lot of things. So your immune system just learns how to do the job it's supposed to do.
Right.
And
right.
So therefore, there really isn't any follow-up. There's a lot of kids that I have never seen again who, you know, are just eating their foods. I mean, I get comments, I get posts on my social media, you know. It's life-changing.
So when did you decide so this is amazing work, but when did you decide to start teaching other practitioners?
So I, you know, dabbled in it. I was told you have to teach this technique. You have to teach this. It can't just be you.
Right.
And I, you know, started developing a way to do that. And I would say, so I just finished my second, when I say larger scale, I'm talking like 12 to 14 people, because really, I've been trained in so many different techniques, and I feel like the integrity of the technique doesn't hold. And for me, my commitment to ART and to this process is that the integrity is intact, that ART does what I say ART does. And so I do it, it's a very mindful approach to training, because we train 12 people a year. We train them. We just moved office space, so we're training in-house. I have a kind of a tear down effect of supervision supervisors. So people who've been practicing for 6 years plus, they're my supervisors. They're my master practitioners, and they're supervising the two classes that we just, you know, so we have one class that finished last year, one class that just finished this year. I'm enrolling practitioners currently for the new class that starts October. It's the first weekend in October this year. All the information is on my website. I have a few spots left, because we can only, you know, we can only really support 12 people a year.
Sure. And I'll put a link in the show notes for folks that are interested in that. Absolutely.
I want a movement, you know, I want to shift, you know, this is much broader than just food allergies. The practitioners that I train, they're able to work on, you know, compromised immune systems. I have a protocol for Lyme. They work with IBS. They work with, you know, people who are dealing with other types of immune issues. And it's really a shift in paradigm, because we're really looking at what's overloading the immune system, how we can shift that. I work with a nutraceutical pharmacist, to maybe give some supplements sometimes. But I primarily believe that the body has the ability to heal itself.
That's very chiropractic.
And I send kids to chiropractors. I mean, yep. I think it's really important that the body's communicating to itself.
It really grounds
the technique in the body.
100%.
I'm a holistic. I practice mindfulness. The kids do a grateful journal every night.
Awesome.
I just think it treats the whole person. It's an integrative approach.
That is really cool. Who do you see coming through your certification?
So I'm looking for people that have some sort of background in health and wellness. I train people who have, I've trained nurse practitioners, nurses, chiropractors, acupuncturists, nutritionists, health coaches. I encourage people to do continuing education if they don't have a lot of education that piece. I worked with a naturopath for 6 years and became an integrative nutritionist. So, you know, I had a lot of background in it, and I really understood the functional health component. And so there's a huge energy piece. I'm a Reiki master. I encourage everyone who comes through the program to become a Reiki master. It's important to, you know, to really be able to work with the energy around, you know, the energy as well.
Absolutely. Reiki is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Really cool.
So I'm looking for people in the health and wellness field who are as passionate about this work as I am and who want to join this movement.
Do you see other practitioners working with anaphylactic clients?
I have six, I want to say, right now.
Okay.
I think I have six. We just, you know, they're our master practitioners. So I have a director of training.
Yep.
And then, so I think I have five, I'm sorry, we just like did this a couple of weeks ago. I think I have five supervision groups. So I have or six supervision groups, so five other people supervising, something like that.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Fascinating. It has been a delight speaking with you, and again, I'm grateful that we were able to shift our schedules around due to my daughter's soccer schedule.
Totally get it.
Is there anything that you want to say before we wrap it up?
No, I think I've said it, and I appreciate you having me on your show and really getting it out there. That's my commitment. My commitment is really to bring awareness that I created a process that really works, and we're going to eradicate food allergies together.
That is awesome. Amy, you're doing phenomenal work. This is really what we like to bring to our community and the world, is this cutting edge of what you're doing. And just talking to you, I know how passionate you are about it, and I fully support and embrace what you're doing, and we'll help you in any way that we can so that you can bring this out to the world.
Great. Thank you so much.
So, folks, if you like what you heard tonight, please go to iTunes and leave a review. It helps others find us, get this work out into the world. I appreciate you guys, and I will see you next time. Ciao.